Hi, everyone, and welcome. You're listening to the Next Step podcast, Building a Good Workplace Culture, part of our Next Step for Business podcast collection, presented by Regions Next Step, advice, tools, and resources to help you get closer to reaching your unique business goals. Work culture can be a big factor in attracting and retaining good employees. So here to talk with us today about the importance of good work culture is Bobby Hoyt, the Millennial Money Man. Bobby is a personal finance and small business blogger. Hey, Bobby, thanks so much for talking with us today about this important topic. I know having a positive workplace culture is one of the things you strive for in your own business.
I'm happy to be here. You're right. This is one of those issues I feel very strongly about, and I'm glad we're talking about this.
Great. Well, let's jump right in then. So can you tell us why you think company culture and employee wellness are so important?
For any business, you are only going to be successful if the people you work with are productive and do good work. People want to enjoy their work and feel respected, and having a company culture that respects people's talents and provides a manageable work-life balance will go a very long way toward ensuring people do quality work. They are also more likely to stay with you for a longer period of time too.
So how do you even begin to design that kind of environment in a busy workplace?
You have to be very deliberate about the tone you're setting from the top. For example, many small business owners start their business to improve their quality of life and pursue a passion. And that's what I did. You need to remember those reasons and carry them over into how you treat your employees. It's not always easy, even if it's a main priority for you. You're working hard to grow your business. It's easy to get stressed out. If you're not careful, you can end up creating an environment that you and your employees don't enjoy.
And as a business owner yourself, how do you go about setting the right tone?
Some of that just happens naturally when you take care to hire the right people. You want to make sure that you're looking for people with the expertise that you need, but you should also look for people who will be a good fit for the company. You should, also make it a priority to develop strong relationships with your team. When you do that, you can be honest about your expectations and how they can meet them. And I also think it's important to actually care about the people that work with you. You know, I have check-ins with my employees about their work, but I also check in with them on a human level. I ask them how they're doing and how's their family. Is there anything they're worried about? More communication is always better. At one point, I had one of my best employees so overworked that she was seriously thinking about leaving, and I wish she had told me that sooner. But I also learned that I needed to check in more with her.
These days, it seems people are getting overworked and stressed out more quickly than ever. What can you do about that?
It can definitely feel that way sometimes. This is when you can see how the example you set is so important. In a way, you can take better care of your employees by taking better care of yourself.
Okay, and what exactly do you mean?
As a business owner, it's very easy to start working as soon as you get up in the morning. Then you keep working through lunch and then into the evening. And that's especially true now when you're working virtually, like so many of us have been the past few months. And you get to the point where the lines between work and home are blurred and maybe even erased. Your employees see that work ethic and think they have to do the same to keep the boss happy. You don't get your best work out of people if they're burned out and exhausted.
What can you do to avoid that?
I remember that one of my goals is to establish a better quality of life for myself and my family. And if I do that, that translates to my employees. I now set boundaries on the workday and the work week. I take time for dinner with the family. I don't get on my laptop in the morning until I've had my coffee and talk with my wife. I don't send emails late at night. If I see that someone is working at 9:30 at night, I tell them that they don't have to do that. When your employees see that you respect those boundaries, they can do the same. Then they can prioritize their life outside of work and enjoy what they've worked so hard for too.
Absolutely. Bobby, I couldn't agree more. And thank you so much for this important discussion. You've given us a lot to think about.
Thank you. In today's intense business environment, it's an essential conversation for all.
Indeed it is. And that does it for this Next Step for Business podcast on building a good workplace culture. We hope you found this useful as you work to grow your small business. You can find additional information about building business success and more online at www.regions.com/next-step-for-business. No matter your goals, Regions will help you with each step you want to take. Thanks for listening. Copyright 2020 Regions Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. This information is general, educational, or marketing in nature and is not intended to be accounting, legal, tax, investment, or financial advice. Statements of individuals are their own, not Regions. Consult an appropriate professional concerning your specific situation.